I'll bring you a proof to Rabbi's Yosef. It says like this. It says, Ish Prat Lekotim. The person says, Ish Asher Yishkav Es Eishes Aviv. Every man lives with his father's wife. Asher Yishkav Es Eishes Aviv. So Mash Mirtz Mash Mabain Eishes Aviv Shimai, whether she's also your mother, or Bain Eishes Aviv Shalai Imai, whether she's not your mother. Still, it's Mash many times your father's wife, you chayav kos. Now, Imai, how do we know it's your mother? That's not your father's wife. She did not have kedushin. It was only in an anusa. How do we know in such a case? Also, you have kos. Tamlem, the pasuk says, ervas aviv gila, that you live with your father's erva, which is mufne, it's extra. So lahakish is there for hekish for lording a man exer shava to make exer shava. So kids, that's the pasuk of ervas aviv gila. Mash, we're talking about your father's wife. At all times, you chayiv to your father's wife. And like Rashi says here, that this time in Kavosi, there's a Torah Kahanim, and the Stam Sifroz Rabbi Yehuda, that Bidashim Derva Savicha Rabbi Yehuda is the Rachel Savicha. Psham the Pasuk in the words, Erva Savicha means your father's wife. For this like Zerush, we have Zerush over here, Lemet, Lenach Mir, Einish, to punishment, Imoi, Shein Rachel Savicha. To your mother, that's not your father's wife. The Eisler, therefore, the word Imchi is extra. We hide Yerusha, the teacher of this Yerusha, like we just said, you only chai for your mother, and not for Eshesav, when she's your mother. So now the Moshe is like this. And the Moshe says, Mufnit Seksha, and Mahakish, to make a Hekish, for Lodim Nimenu Gzeh Roshav, to make a Gzeh Roshav here. It says, Mois Yumosu Biskila, that Yishno, they receive Skila. Ah, tell me, the Skila, the Misa is Skila, Yen, maybe not that way. Maybe it's a different type of a miso. So Nehemiah kind of says over here, the Mayim Bum, the Nehemiah also, Boivy Yudemi, the Mayim Bum. It says the word, the Mayim Bum, of both of them. Malahalan, just like Boivy Yudemi, the Skila. I tell you, Afkan, here also, it's the Skila. So Noah says, good, Oyna Shaman, we hear from you, the Yonish, the punishment. Azor, Minan, how do we know the Azor is the warning? As you know, you don't get a punishment unless you also have a warning in the Torah. Tamalema, this the person says, Erva Savicha Le Segala. The word Erva Savicha is Ureisha Savicha. When it says Erva Savicha, it does not mean like one man, Yama, one side of the day means Mishkav Zocha with your father. No, it means Erva Savicha means your father's wife. You're telling me Eisha Savicha means your father's wife. Or Yenu Ela Erva Savicha Mamish. Maybe it means that you don't have Mishkav Zocha with your father, live with your father. Nehemakana says here, no, Erva Savicha Le Segala. The Nehemalahal in the Pasuk in Parak Chofet says, Ervas Aviv Gilo, that Malahalam, just like over there, the Ishus HaKosim Medaber, is Avkan here also, the Ishus HaKosim Medaber. So it's talking about your father's wife. Now if so, when the Pasuk says, Ervas Avicho, or Mashma Bein Eishus Aviv Sheimoi, whether she's both your father's wife and your mother, or else Bein Eishus Aviv, Sheimoi, she's not your mother. Now even if so, how do we know in the case where she's your mother, Shaina Eishes Aviv, that she's not your father's wife. It was not through Kedushin. Minayim that you also. Talmudim, the Pasuk says, Ervas Imcha Le Segala, that the Erva of your mother. So mother means the mother alone, even though she's not your father's wife. Eilu Yela B'Yazor. This is very good to say. This is the Yazor. To say, you got the laugh. But Shosa Kosev, that Emel B'Zora, that Shosa Kosev Imoi, Shaina Eishes Aviv, Kimoi Sheishes Aviv. So the Torah said the Azorah applies to your mother, which is your father's wife, and the same way to your mother that's not your father's wife. Well, Einish Minayin, how do we know that you get a punishment? So Ne'amah kind of says here, Ervas Avicha Le'Segala, so Ne'amah Lahalam Ervas Oviv Gilo. Ma be Azorah, just like by the Parsha of Azorah, by the law, not to do it. Or Sakrasiv Ima, the Torah said the same thing applies to your mother. Shame and Eishes Oviv, that's not your father's wife. Kima has the same halacha, like your mother, which is she Eishes Aviv, which is your father's wife, and the Azara, is if so, af bainis, the same way when you get punishment, also across the Torah makes, Imoi, your mother, Shema Eishes Aviv, which is not your father's wife, Kima, the same halacha, like your mother, she Eishes Aviv. And Imchahi, so what do we do with the word Imchahi then? Mishim Imoi, Atzam Chayvei, V'yatam Chayvei, Mishim Eishes Aviv. Is right to Rabbi Yehuda. Have you the doctrine of the extra word imkhi to teach us that in the case where she's your mother, even though she's also your father's wife, That's the shiur she'imchi. You only chayiv mishumei mishum your mother. You're not chayiv also mishum eshes aviv. And nafkin minu is if you do it to shalgeg, you only chayiv one chatis and not two chatois. Since the children were rather mean to say, here's the pshat in Reb Yehuda. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding daf nun dalar amin Allah for a third line, a third down.
Yes.
Again, so far we answered Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah that Reb Yehuda holds in a case where you live with your mother, that's also your father's wife. So Yoni Chai Mishum one, Yoni Chai Mishum Imcha, and not Mishum Eshesav. And we just came out, Rav said he dashes the pasuk, the extra words Imchi. The pasuk says Ervas Ovicha, the Ervas Imcha Leisegala. Imchahi repeats itself a second time, Imchahi, to teach us when she's your mother, you only chayiv one and not two. Now the Gemara says, Rabbanan, Erva Savicha, what do they do with this pasuk, Erva Savicha? How do they dash in this pasuk in Vayikra Yudches, that it says, Ervas Avicha, the Ervas Imcha? And what's a double lashon? Ervas Avicha and Ervas Imcha, it's the same thing. That's the question. So Yehuda says, Erva Savicha means Eshesav, no matter what she is, whether she's your mother or not. And Ervas Imcha means no, your mother. The Rabbanan say no. So they dash in, Ervas Avicha means Mamish. It means if a son lives with his father, has Mishkav Zocha with his father, that's the slab of Ervas Avicha. So the Rabbanan say, Rabban Ervas Avicha Mamish. Yeah. Hi, for the moral question, hi, Miviyet Zocha Nafka. Here's a second lab of not to have Mishkave Zocha, not to live with any other man. So what's special about your father? So Mora says, true, Lechayiv Olov Shtayim, Lechayiv twice, Yoshal, what you were saying yesterday. So the Machloikas, the Yudin, the Rabbonin, what's John this Pasuk? We will soon see, everybody holds like this, that if you have Mishkave Zocha, live with your father, you Chayiv two Lavin, two Chayiv Krisis, the two Karbonis, if you do a B'shegik. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda says, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Nochri, it says a nochri, it means a Jew. It just doesn't like to say a Jew. So it says of a guy, how Bo'alaviv would live with his father, is chayiv shtayim, he's chayiv twice. Once, mishum sam mishkevei zocher, and secondly, the pasuk of Ervas Avicha, you're not allowed to live with your father. How Bo'al achayaviv, what's going to be if you live with your uncle, you live with your father's brother, achayaviv, also chayiv shtayim. Once, mishum achayaviv, and once, sam a regular mishkevei zocher. So here also, Ervas Avicha means your father, Mamish. Omar Rav, Rav says, Mistabra Milsa Reb Yehuda be Yisrael. Really what Reb Yehuda just said, that he said in Lashon of Nochri, he did not really mean a guy. Really he means it by a Jew. That if a Jew, B'shegeg, if a Jew lives with his father, B'shegeg, that will be an afkumino of a korban. That will have to bring two kabonis. But this is Chayiv Misa twice, you don't kill a person twice. So what's in the gay that he's Chayiv twice? It has to be a Jew that does the B'shegeg, he's Chayiv a korban. To hide the common nochri, what did Yehuda say? A guy? Lishnu malihu, just to talk a nice lashon, he didn't want to say like a Jew would live with his father. Because this, I got that if you would tell me as you think. Nochri mamish, if Yehuda really meant to say a guy, dinai mai niyu, what's the loch of a guy? If a guy lives with his father, live with any other man, any mishkevei zocher by a guy, the loch is kotlo, we kill him. Even B'shegeg, we'll see later, a guy gets killed even B'shegeg. So, betray katli, kotaltalei. Can he kill the guy twice? Like, what are you telling me? If a guy lives with his father, he's chayiv twice, mishum av and mishum mishkevei zocher. He's only killed once anyway. So it has to only be by a Jew. A Jew has a lach of the shogeg is chayiv a korban.
And the guy
Rashi says,
kill him.
Right, Rashi says, b'shogeg or the korban, the chivon dika shnei lavin choluk chatois b'neim. Afagav the korasachas. Yeah. He. We're not going to step on Marcus. The next Rashi, Dina shall Nino Kaz Rashi. Tafilu Shagig, even Bishoidig the guy is killed. They come, we'll learn later now in this parable by Pirka, Azora Shalahem Zui Misosim. Anytime the Torah gives an Azora lav to a guy, if they're over the lav, even Bishoidig, they deserve Misa for it. Therefore, by a guy, it would not apply to Schilik, whether it's two or one, it has to only be by a Jew. Tanya Nam Yochi, we don't like this also. Tanya Nam Yochi. Habu Aloviv, if a man lives with his father, as Mishkevei Zocha with his father, Chayiv Shtayim, if he does it B'shegeg, he's Chayiv Tu Chatois. Habu Alachayov, if he lives with his uncle, Chayiv also Shtayim. Ikud Yam is something like this. To like Reb Yehuda, some said it's not like Reb Yehuda. And Vika Diyam Yafilo Taim Rabbi Yehuda. The like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda before we dash in this pasuk, not the last Rabbi Yehuda, the first Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda dash in this pasuk of Erbas Avicha, the Erbas Imcha, he dash in Erbas Avicha means your father's wife. That's what it means. It does not mean your father, but it means Esh Esav. And Erbas Imcha means your mother. That's what Rabbi Yehuda dash in. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's going to be if a son lives with his father? Is there any special love? Some say no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only one love of Mishka Be'Zachar. And some say no. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he also agrees you'll be chayv twice. This pasuk of Erbas Avicha, he learns is talking about your father's wife. But Umaisiv Abakal B'Chayma, Yehuda will also say you're chayv twice if you live with your father from Abakal B'Chayma. Me'achay Aviv, from your uncle. It's like this. Uma achay aviv. Madach, if you live with your uncle, you have mishke beizachu with your uncle, to korva the avivu. What's the special love of this over regular mishke beizachu? Because he's a kohen, he's a relative to you, he's your father's brother. Is chayiv shtayim, you chayiv twice. And so aviv lekolshchen, if you live with your father, written the kal b'chayma. So from the kal b'chayma, he would say, you chayiv anoinish. And that's what the Mamor says, Ukemiflagi, what's the machlokes then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanin? The Pluktad, or what's the machlokes then these two man diyomrim, where they say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayev twice or not? The famous machlokes says, the Pluktad Abayev Rava, that Mas, Sova, Oin Sheminadin. Avad, everybody holds there's a Kal B'Chaim here. If Yechayev two by your uncle, of course there's a Kal B'Chaim to be Yechayev two by your father. The question is, though, can you get an Oinish through a Kal B'Chaim? That the second man diyomrim holds yes. You could get an einish through a kal b'chayma. Umasa, but the first sheet holds no. But the klal is we always hold ein einshin min adin from a kal b'chayma. We do not give an einish. Yes, yes. We see this the machlokes later in Abayi Rav. We pass like Rav, but the machlokes later in Perak Elohin on Asrofim. Next Perak we have this machlokes. So the kids, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible to say that he also agrees that if you live with your father, you chayv twice. For a kal b'chayma. Rabbi says, how do you know by your uncle? Rashi says, Alacha yoviv, mivyeis zochor v'ervas achi avichol esegala. Demash v'lei mamish. There it says clearly, v'ervas achi avichol esegala, the Pasuk says. That do not live with your uncle. Mash from the Avera there is your uncle and not his wife. Right. Now the Gemara says, "Rabbonon Azor Oliyeshes Oviv Minolhu." How do Rabbon? Where's the Azor according to Rabbonon special for Eishes Oviv? Hey, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the postik of Ervas Avicha means Eishes Av, means your father's wife. But according to the Rabbonon, that Ervas Avicha means not to live with your father directly. Mm-hmm. If so, where's the special Azor? Where's the law not to live with your father's wife? The parsha later in Perichov gives the Einshim. There it says it. But we always need two things: we need a nazar, a warning, and then the punishment. So Mor says, "Nafkal he learns out me'ervas eishes avicha leisegala." Another pasuk. This is a thing in Parakhof that says me'eishes avicha me'ervas eishes avicha leisegala. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with that pasuk? Who miboda liazar liyeshes aviv liyachamisa? Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, that pasuk is special in a case even after your father dies, still you're not allowed to live with his wife." Even though she's not your mother, your father married a second wife, still after your father dies, she's also to you. For Rabban, how do they know this? Haru mi seif with the Kronafka, from the end of the passage, that it says, Erva Savicha hi. Mashma, she always remains Erva Savicha. Once this lady was married to your father, she's also to you, Yelim, even after your father dies. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he learn out from here? Hu mi borle, mishum eishes avat mechayvoi, viat mechayvi mishum eishes ish. After it says, Ervas Avicha hi, Rabbi Yehuda makes a miyat. Just like in the first pasuk of Imcha hi, he made a diyak. Imcha hi, yoni chayiv for your mother once. Even though she's your mother, that's your father's wife, yoni chayiv one and not two, because he dashes Imcha hi a miyat. So here when it says Avicha hi, the original kasha was that it would also be a miyat, he used it for me for something else, that there's no isra eshes ish. In the case where you're going to live with your father's wife, really, there should be two lavim for you. And if you do it b'shegeg, you should be chayiv two chatois. First of all, she's your father's wife, a special aveira. And secondly, she's an eishes ish. The Yehuda says, that's the pasuk teaching us now. Avicha hi, that you only chayiv, erbas avicha, you only chayiv mishum eishes av. You only chayiv one chatois if you do it b'shegeg. But you're not chayiv mishum eishes ish. That's exactly the concept. In this case, you only chayiv one. That's a view the shita that these two psukim of imchahi and of ichi are saying a miyat. One is when she's your mother, even though she's also your father's wife, yoni chayiv one. And one is where she's your father's wife and not your mother, you're also only chayiv one and not mishum eshes ish. We learned habu al eshes av. If somebody lives with his father's wife, chayiv oleho mishum eshes av and mishum eshes ish. We learned you chayiv both. And bein v'chayi oviv, bein liyacha mitzis oviv. And the special law of Eishes Av applies even after your father dies. You're not allowed to marry his wife. And here it doesn't say Yehuda argues. Like in our Mishnah, the Sefer of our Mishnah says this, and Yehuda doesn't argue. According to your Drosh, the Darshan Zo'er Savichahi, he should argue. Smar says true. Amar Abaya, Polig Bebraisa. That's not a kasha. A lot of times, in the Mishnah says it's Tam, and Yehuda argues in the Braisa. But of other Yehuda Shitris, he argues in our Mishnah. For Rabbonon, according to Rabbonon, Oynish Yeshus Oviv Liyacha Misa Minolu. How do we know that after your father dies, still the son cannot marry his father's wife? So Bishleim Rabbi Yehuda Maislo B'Gzereshava. He had B'Gzereshava. We had before. He was out from. We had B'Gzereshava before. Ela Rabbonon Minolu. How do Rabbonon know this from? O Maloch Ohu Ervas Oviv Gila. From the Pasuk Ervas Oviv Gila. That the Yehuda uses this pasuk of Ervas Oviv Gila for Gzeres Shava. Mapaglay Imuli Yoinish Yeshesav Liyachem Misa. So the Rabbanan used this to teach us that the son's over, there's a law applies even after your father dies. Now, for Rabbanan Oinish Liimai Sheino Eshes Oviv Minolhu. According to Rabbanan, where is there a special law if she's your mother and not your father's wife? According to the Rabbanan, the Pesukim always talking about where she's also your father's wife. How do we know if you have a mother that your father just was ma'anis with her, that did not make kedushin? How do we know there's a special love of imcha? So Amrav Sheisha Breda Avidi, on my quote, the Pesuk says, imcha hi, that is, it repeats itself. This is the Rabbanan Shita. What do we do with the extra word imcha hi, she's your mother? Osa kosav li'imoi, she'enoi eshes oviv, ki'imoi she'eshes oviv. That's the extra Pesuk. When it says, Ervas Avichav, Ervas Imcha, Lestigala Imchahi. What's the extra word Imchahi? To teach us that certain times you chayif your mother, even when she's not your father's wife. Even though there's no Kedushin then, time your father was manas the lady, there's a special love of Imchahi. So that's the way we dash in his psukim here in Vayikra. Now the Mishnah ends off, Habu HaKalosai. If someone lives with his daughter-in-law, for the marvel of chayif nami mishumeshis benoi. Why doesn't the Mishnah say she's an Eshes Ish? There should be two lavin. There should be a lav, she's your daughter-in-law, and also she's your son's wife. The Rashi says, "V'nechayiv nam mishum eishes b'noi." To a shnei lavin, have min eriz. We have two separate lavs. Ushnei shema saying, "Ervas kaloscha leisagal." The pasuk says, "Do not live with your daughter-in-law." And then it says, "Eishes bin chahi leisagal ervasa." So have min eriz. There are two separate lavs. There's a law for your daughter-in-law. There's a law because she's also your son's wife. So why does the Mishnah say Yechayev twice? Achutz from Eishes Ish. Stam, there should be two laws in here. And Eishes Ish, you mean? Yeah, the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says Eishes Ish, the Mishnah says. But the question is, these two, this second one, the Mishnah doesn't say. So Abaye says, Posach HaKosu BeKalosoi. The Posach starts off with your daughter-in-law. The Sayim Beishes B'nai, and it ends off with your son's wife. But really, it's the same person. It's one love. Loi malachot to teach you zuhi kalosa zuhi eshesav. That really, the Torah only means one love here. I want the Torah elaborate. I don't know, but it only means one love. Good Rashi. V'sayin veshes benoi tiksev he omashme he hamur bereisha. The pasuk says he means the same one we're talking about before the kruah. V'ay the hod of a kosma lechayv olaf. Why does it say in the double lashon to teach us that your daughter-in-law is alive even after Eshes Benoi, even after your son dies, still you're not allowed to live, you're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law? Zot the Mishnah. Habu. Yeah. Zot the Mishnah. Habu ala zocher. If a man lives with another man, if a man lives with an animal. For Yisha Hamevias a behema, or a lady that brings an animal upon her, all these three cases of skila, the chayiv misa, and the punishment is skila, and even the animal also is the skila, gets killed. The question is, Im Adam Chota Behema Mai Chota, the animal didn't do an Avera. What do you want from him? The man did the Avera. So it's two reasons. El Lefi Shabol Yodam Takala Takola Yodai. Since a mishappening, a mixture, as she says in an oven, happened to a person because of this animal, he was the germ, he was the cause, he also deserves to be killed. The figure is there, Omra Akosta Tisaka, the person says he should be stoned also. Dov Rach, another pshat is, not because he caused it, but interesting, Shloitehei Behei Moiveres Peshuk, this big animal here should not be walking through the street. The Yomru, people will say, Zuhi Shaniska Pleni Al Yoda. You should know what? This man was killed yesterday because of this animal. So make a kiloyin or make a bizoyin, an embarrassment to the people, that's why you have to kill the animal. Not that the animal really by itself deserves misa, but just that people should not walk through the street and be able to say, this is the animal that Chaim lived with. So not to embarrass Chaim, we have to take care of the animal also. Interesting. The Gemara says, Zochem Minon. How do I know that there's a Chai Viskila by Zochem, Mishka by Zochem? The Tanur Rabbanan says, Ish Prat Lakotin. It has to be a Godel, they're over by Mitzvah, and not a Kotin. Asha Yishka by Zochem. They live with another Zochem. Now, it's Mashma, Ben Godel, Ben Kotin. Whether the one you're going into, whether he's a Kotin or a Godel, still Yechayiv. Whereas the one that's doing the action, he has to be a Godel. He'll be Chayiv Misa, even though he's coming into a Kotin. Into a minor. Now, the pasuk says, Mishkeve Isha. So Mishkeve Isha means a living like you live with a lady. So, the pasuk comes teaches over here, Sheshne Mishkeves Bisha. By a lady, there are also two ways to have a bia. You go in the right way and go in by the behind. So, there's two Mishkeves by an Isha, and the afkamina is by every erva, you're chayiv twice. Any erva in the Torah, when it says Mishkeve Isha Yechayiv, whether you go in the right way or Biyak Shloi Kedarka, Yechayiv Misa both ways. That's the pasuk of Mishkeve Isha. The Amar of Yishmael, Harezer Bol Olam, and it comes to teach us, but really even into Laman, it learns out for itself also. But the pasuk says here, Mois Yumasu, they should be killed. Biskila, it's come to teach us how do we kill them, because they have Mishkeve Zocha, but through Skila. I tell him, you're telling me the skila through skila stoned them, maybe not the lebachim, because misa is more of a maybe a different type of a misa. Nemakan de mayim bum, it says the extra word is de mayim bum, but then we'll be over you done, you're de mayim bum. Malalam, the skila of kam, the skila. Skid is going to teach us that yechayib skila. Rashi just says here, mishkeve isha, shtey mishkoves yesh bisha. And shovim zele zele chayib, b'chol arroyas kedakim, shloi kedakim. But isha, any time there's an erva, you're over this erva, ben kedakim, ben shloi kedakim. Now, right. Oynish shemanu, so far we know the oynish you get a skila.